In this bulletin, mixed results from the Labor Party inquiry into Emma Hussar, Malcolm Turnbull's assurances over the National Energy Guarantee, and champion golfers pay tribute to the late Jared Lyle. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The recommendations of the internal Labor Party investigation into Federal Labor MP Emma Hussar have been released, and they're mixed. Ms Hussar has announced she won't recontest her seat in the wake of the allegations against her. The report has found allegations of sexual harassment and misleading Parliament are unfounded and that she didn't have to quit the Parliament. But it says complaints that Ms Hussar's staff had to perform non-work-related and personal duties for her are justified and should be referred to the Department of Finance. It also says allegations staff were subject to unreasonable management have merit. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says established practice means the full report won't be made public and government critics should focus on their own jobs.
Well, that hasn't been the precedent in the past, and I have to say by New South Wales Labor, but I also note that the government doesn't seem to have released any report about Barnaby Joyce, have they? But beyond that, I notice that the government seems to obsess about Labor. I've got to say to the Prime Minister, do your day job, mate.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is making assurances that the National Energy Guarantee will be supported by his own federal colleagues. State and Territory Energy Ministers have met with the Commonwealth Government in Sydney. They've agreed to release draft legislation that would implement the federal government's National Energy Guarantee if it's approved by the federal government members next week. Malcolm Turnbull says there is support for the National Energy Guarantee within the government.
We have a discussion and the party room makes decisions by consensus, but there is very strong support for the National Energy Guarantee. It's been considered at different stages by the party room in the past, and we'll be, Josh Frydenberg, we'll be bringing back the outcome of the meeting together with the relevant federal legislation to the party room next week.
Meanwhile, the Victorian government is insisting a series of demands it released earlier in the week be met before it signs on to the agreement. Amongst the demands are that the greenhouse gas emissions reduction target, which the guarantee currently has set at 26%, can only ever be increased and that it will be reset once every 3 years. Victoria's Energy Minister, Lily D'Ambrosio, says there's an economic imperative behind the state government's demands.
We will only support the National Energy Guarantee if we believe that it will not put a brake on investment dollars in our state for the megawatts of new energy generation that's got to come forward and the thousands of jobs that rely on us making the right decisions as a government. We would not support the National Energy Guarantee if it meant that it would put upward pressure on prices for families and businesses in Victoria.
The federal opposition is continuing its calls for the federal government to do more for drought-stricken farmers. The Labor Party is supporting the government's grants of up to $12,000 for eligible households, on top of the farm household allowance of around $16,000 per year. Opposition leader Bill Shorten and Labor's agriculture spokesman Joel Fitzgibbon have toured some drought-affected parts of Queensland. Mr Fitzgibbon says if elected, Labor will do more to bring government services closer to farmers who need them.
We all know that farmers are busier than ever before dealing with drought. They don't always have easy access to a Centrelink office or indeed telephonic services. So we need to get people out on the ground where farmers are hurting most. That's what we're announcing we will do if we have the opportunity to form a Shorten Labor government.
Golfers continue to remember the late Jared Lyle as the year's final men's major tournament gets underway in the US. Little-known American Gary Woodland leads the tournament after the first round. He's posted a 6-under par score of 64, putting him in the lead by one shot. But after play, many golfers spoke about Lyle, the Australian player who died at the age of just 36 early this week after battles with cancer. Tiger Woods and Ricky Fowler have paid tribute, And fellow Australian Jason Day says he was particularly close to Lyle at the start of his
career. It's hard because you sit there, you think you know him, he's a buddy of yours, and he's not there anymore, and he's never going to come back. So that's the hardest thing to kind of come by. Sitting here tearing up. So I lived across the street from him when we first started out in Orlando. He's a good buddy of mine. So it's obviously, it's heartbreaking to see.
And Day is the best placed Australian after the first round, tied for fifth at 3 under par. Well, now the weather across Australia for Saturday: Perth sunny and 17, Adelaide showers and 13, Melbourne early rain then showers with a top of 13, Hobart cloudy and 12, Canberra a shower or two and 16, Wollongong mostly sunny 23, similar in Sydney 25, more sun in Newcastle 25 degrees, Brisbane partly cloudy 24, Cairns mostly sunny 28, and Darwin a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. We'll be right back.